Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, September 3rd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A volunteer fire crew in southeastern Wyoming is hoping to raise funds to purchase an off-road vehicle to assist with firefighting. Wyoming Public Radio's Kai Edwards reports the need comes amid budget cuts.
After the Fish Creek fire earlier this summer, Ty Siding's volunteer crew realized they needed an off-road vehicle. Fire Chief John Esley says they're going through some rough terrain.
We simply don't have roads to get to the fire, and firefighters may have to walk in 500-600 yards carrying all their gear and equipment, plus hose and food and water.
Plus, the crew is based out of a retirement community. The firefighters average around 60 years old. According to Wolf Creek Radio, they started a GoFundMe to raise money for the UTV. The department's normal expenses are covered through property tax revenue, but with inflation and recent property tax cuts, the crew has felt the impact. A proposed 50% property tax cut is on the ballot this year. Esley says if it passes, they could see an even bigger reduction in their budget. Even if they are able to raise the funds for the off-road vehicle, there's no guarantee they'll be able to get the money needed for future expenses. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Kai Edwards.
Laramie County School District No. 1 is partnering with OpenAI, the first in the state to do so. Wyoming News Now's Akili Kirk Bonner reports.
Built for K-12 school system educators and leaders, ChatGPT for Teachers is said by OpenAI to allow for support, as the workspace can help with everyday tasks from building lesson plans, crafting worksheets, and more. In speaking to LCSD1, ChatGPT is not a new tool for local teachers, but now being contractually offered in conjunction is dedicated training, direct oversight, and protection of data.
When they put their information in, it doesn't train these large language models. The data doesn't go outside of this sort of protected bubble.
Executive Director of Technology Kyle McKinney explains thoughts revolving around technology providing more data structure and governance started within months of the public release of ChatGPT-3 in late 2022. Currently, all LCSD1 employees can use ChatGPT for Teachers through their own free accounts, but I'm told it's just another tool in the tool belt and is not a requirement.
I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
Wyoming's judicial branch says a cybersecurity breach that affected court systems across the country exposed some of this state's court user data. A preliminary review indicated limited personal information, including names, addresses, and dates of birth, was compromised, specifically of people who came into contact with Wyoming District Courts or the Wyoming Supreme Court between 2015 and 2025. West Publishing Corporation, the impacted vendor, is providing 12 months of free credit monitoring and identity theft protection services to those potentially affected. The judicial branch is working with the corporation and law enforcement to assess impacts and future actions. Courts across Wyoming are operating normally, and the judicial branch says Wyomingites should remain confident in its ability to resolve legal disputes effectively. The Game and Fish Office in Lander is warning residents of the north side of town to be aware of sick and dead birds. The department says they've been receiving reports of house finches, a small North American songbird, displaying crusty eyes and lethargy. The department says these are signs of a bacterial infection known as avian conjunctivitis. They're asking residents to remove seated bird feeders and other similar points where birds may gather in order to help slow the spread of the illness. Avian conjunctivitis is not known to spread to humans. A new report from the American Psychological Association says heat waves are quietly eroding kids' ability to learn, and schools should plan for it the way they plan for snow days. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
The report consolidates research on extreme heat at schools. Psychologist Nicole Barnes says the issue is a serious problem, especially in a year that has brought several heat waves.
Heat shapes how children think, learn, feel, and develop. That makes it a psychology issue.
The report finds that when classroom temperatures rise above an optimal 68 to 73 degrees, students complete tasks more slowly and less accurately. That leads to lower test scores and more absences. Young kids are the hardest hit, along with students with pre-existing health conditions or on certain medications. Barnes says school districts should create a heat response plan if they don't have one in place already. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau at KANW in New Mexico.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Special Olympian from Evanston was given another trophy for his shelf at a recent city council meeting. The Uinta County Herald reports Cooper Curry won gold in the 100-meter dash and silver in both the 200-meter dash and shot put at the Special Olympics USA Games in Minnesota. He shared his experiences with the council before being presented with a trophy and certificate. A Sheridan couple is looking to make golf more accessible for everyone. The Sheridan Press reports Chuck and Jenny Hutton launched the foundation The Gift of Golf. The first thing it did was donate $5,000 worth of range balls to the Kendrick Golf Course, but they hope to provide equipment for golfers of all ages. The Huttons are calling on other community members to join the project. A historic home along Mormon Row in Grand Teton National Park has been resurrected. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports the Roy Chambers Homestead was built in 1911, but hasn't been used since the 80s. The Park Service renovated it, keeping its original charm, but transforming it into seasonal housing for four park employees. And Wallet Hub has named Casper as the fifth best place to retire to, thanks to its affordability and high quality of life ranking. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When was the last time Yellowstone's supervolcano erupted? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who from Wyoming once served as ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe? That was Dave Nicholas, a Laramie attorney and former member of the Wyoming Senate from 1979 to 1986. He served as U.S. Ambassador to the organization from 2002 until March 2005 when he passed away while serving in that position in Kyiv. Congratulations to Jane Nixon, the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great late summer day and join me again tomorrow.